Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Kevin Kitchen with the Utah Department of Transportation. And as you're traveling from Helper to Price, you may notice that there's some road construction there. We're going to kind of shed a little bit of light onto that and let people know what's going on there and how long, you know, we're going to be seeing construction in that area. Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Dave, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, sir. Now, we know that it's a new port of entry, correct?
Yes, correct.
Now, what is a port of entry? Why are they so important?
Well, a port of entry is important for a couple of reasons. I think one of the things that we look at from what we call an asset management or pavement standpoint is how do we maintain our system, our roads and so forth. One of the reasons that ports are important is so that we get the proper weight loads riding on our system so that we make sure that we don't damage the system that we have. So that's one reason that we have ports. Another reason that we have ports is for safety purposes, to make sure that people are in compliance with regulations on the types of things they're hauling, also the conditions of their vehicles. So ports are important also for commercial commerce. That's redundant, but yeah, the idea is that we're able to kind of help track commerce as well at a certain level and make sure that functions smoothly and simply. And so one of the things we really strive to do, I think, at our ports in Utah is to make that a good, quick experience that keeps things moving. And we work in cooperations with other states in that regard to be able to move freight across the nation.
And so this is just right there on, and it's just going to be on the one side of the road. Now, I notice in some places there are actually ports of entry on both sides of the road. This is just one side of the road, correct? And why did we need a new one? I'm assuming it has to do with the age of the one that's at the mouth of Price Canyon, because that one has been there for quite a while.
Yeah, Dave, a couple of things on that. So, I mean, you're correct. Our current one is on one side of the road. The new one, we will have stops on both sides of the roads. And this was part of the issue, is that a lot of times with the previous port, any westbound traffic had to cross over to the eastbound side in order to be inspected. And so what this will do is it will give us the ability to inspect both directions. And the issue that we had was, you know, it was a safety issue for both trucks and the traveling public, you know, there in US 6. As they're crossing over those that direction to get over to the other side. And so this will allow us to have free movement both directions, to be able to inspect both directions. And quite frankly, we weren't able to inspect as much as we could simply because we had that crossover scenario. So this will be a safety improvement as well as a functional operational improvement.
Okay, so it will be on both sides of the road, so for all intents and purposes.
Right.
Okay, and how long are we looking at this project to take?
All right, so construction, as you notice, has started. They're really starting on one side of the road there and taking care of some clearing and grubbing, some basic excavation that's necessary. And then they'll start digging down to put in some water and sewer lines, et cetera. We've got to have facilities there for the employees and, you know, the truckers. And then what they'll do is they'll work on one side and then on the other side as they get to certain phases. And then they'll probably come in and start working with pavement and so forth towards the end of summer. We anticipate work is going to be ongoing, probably with the roadway portions, which incidentally are pretty much off to the shoulder. You will see some lane closures, but most of this will be taking place, you know, along the side of the highway, so it shouldn't be an impact to traffic much. But anyway, after they get to that point, then they'll start working. Once they get the pavement done, then we might start seeing some of the people come in with some of the structure work for the buildings. So we'll actually have a couple of different contracts. We've got Nielsen Construction that is working on the roadway portions and the base for the pads and all of those types of things. And then eventually we'll have the architecture that needs to come in and the contractor that's associated with that to build the actual facilities, you know, for the trucks to be inspected in and for the employees.
Okay, so we're looking at least till the end of summer before we even really start seeing a building being built, correct?
Yeah, it could be toward the end of the year, in fact. So right now what we have in contract is the roadway work. And as the structural work gets completed, we'll bring that online a little bit later. One has to be done more or less prior to the other. So
right. Okay. And then, of course, last, people always want to know, what kind of a price tag are we looking at on this project?
Yeah, it's money. So the sections of the roadway, which includes extended ramps, by the way, this should be much nicer For interfacing with the traffic, which is one of our concerns, being able to pull off and pull on with proper distances. So a lot of pavement work will be associated with this, a lot of concrete pavement, I should say, as well, for the pads and the scales and all those types of things. But what you'll see is a price tag of, it's valued at around $12 million for this roadway portion.
Mm-hmm.
Your structures, associated structures, and the crossings and everything that's necessary to tie those and to make those work. And those facilities are in the neighborhood of about $2 million. So it's valued at $14 million. Of course, bids sometimes can help us with that. We hope not to see overruns. And I think that we came in okay with Nielsen Construction on the roadway portion, so it's looking good.
And it's really all in the name of safety.
Yeah, I mean, that's really primarily what it's about. It's about facilitating commerce, and it's about safety, but particularly safety in this situation all the way around. And then, like I say, it helps us to maintain the condition of our roads. When we're talking heavy freight, and especially, you know, we see a lot of industrial movement, obviously, from eastern Utah that needs to make its way in and out. And so as you take a look at that freight movement and how those things are going to move, whether it's by rail or by road, you know, we need to be able to consider how we maintain those assets. It takes a lot more to maintain a freight system than it does just, say, passenger cars.
All right. We've been speaking with Kevin Kitchen of the Utah Department of Transportation about the new port of entry that's going in between Helper and Price right there on the sides of the highway. Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And it's just a good way to keep people informed, let them know what's going on.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.